It's 2:06 on the John Phillips Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC, broadcasting live in exile from the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Living Room Studios, and it's time to fully reopen the state of California for business. Mr. Randy Wangs at the sports desk in Culver City.
John, to repeat the breaking news, the L.A. County Registrar Recorder released a statement saying they threw out 195,000 signatures in the campaign to recall George Gascon, and now it is 46,000 verified signatures short of qualifying, so it has failed.
We feared that this might happen, even though organizers of the recall turned in what should have been more than enough signatures to make this recall qualify for the ballot. Joining us now to react to this breaking news is one of those organizers of the recall. He is a former member of the Los Angeles City Council, Councilman Dennis Zine. Welcome. Councilman Zine?
Ziney.
Do we have him?
Says we have him.
Dennis, is your phone on mute? I think the phone's on mute. Maybe we don't have him.
All right, maybe let's try to reconnect with Dennis Zine. I will text Rachel right now. Why don't we go over these numbers while we wait for Councilman Zine to join us?
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so there were 195,000 signatures thrown out from the 715,000 that were submitted, which means they only had 520,000. Now, here's how it breaks down. They say that 88,000 signatures were thrown out because the people that signed it were not registered to vote. That's the big one. Then they say they threw out 45,000 signatures because people signed the petition twice. Then they threw out 32,000 signatures because people had a different address that they wrote down than they're actually registered for. The old
okay,
Richard Alarcon.
Stop there for a second, because one of the things that happens in a county that doesn't clean up their rolls is that frequently ballots are sent to addresses that you no longer live at. This certainly happened to me when I lived in Los Angeles County. I lived in my place in Los Angeles County for a little over 10 years, and I received the ballot of the person who lived there before me for about 8 of those 10 years. They kept sending it over and over and over again. Now, if that guy moved to a different address in LA County, maybe he moved to a different county, maybe he moved to a different state, I don't know. I kept getting the ballot. So if that guy were to sign the petition and he were to put down his new address, would that then be thrown out because they still have him at the old address because they haven't updated their system?
Next on the list, they say they threw out 9,940 signatures because of a missed mass signature. So the signature that was on the ballot did not match what people are registered for, although some people, they make completely different signatures. 7,000 were canceled, which I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe that means they called and said, I signed that thing, but I didn't really want to sign it. They threw out 5,000 for people that had an out-of-county address, so they signed the petition, but they don't actually live in L.A. County. And they threw out 9,331 for other reasons.
Okay. I don't believe anyone canceled their signature. No one thought that this guy was an idiot and needed to go and change their mind after the news kept coming in. So I don't believe that. I don't know what other is. Out-of-county addresses, okay, maybe that happened because we live in a media market that essentially covers 5 counties. So the people in Orange County, the people in Riverside, San Bernardino, Ventura, they get all worked up over George Gascon. And if you live in Seal Beach and you do your grocery shopping in Long Beach and they say, hey, you want to get rid of George Gascon, maybe a certain number of those people signed it. So that one I'm willing to believe. I'm not willing to believe some of these others. Not mismatched signature, not canceled, and not different address.
The one that's really, you know, eye-boggling is the 88,000 signatures that were thrown out. That's a huge percentage of the signatures submitted because people weren't registered to vote. And as you have pointed out, you get automatically registered to vote in the state of California.
That's right. And they did that. They put the DMV in charge of it to make it specifically easier to get everyone registered to vote. That was the whole point. because they assume that if you register more people, that that will give the one-party rule a greater advantage over the Republican Party, because people who don't vote in California, they think would lean Democrat over Republican. So if you registered them to vote, you're increasing the pool.
Now, the press release that was put out by the Register Recorder also said that proponents of the recall may examine the petition signatures if desired, if 21 days to look at the certification of this thing.
Okay, here's another reason I don't believe that 88,000 number for people who are not registered to vote. In Los Angeles County, this is not the East Coast. This is not Washington, D.C., where it's a company town and everyone pays attention to news and politics because that's what drives the region. Out here, Hollywood drives the region. People pay attention to that sort of thing. They don't pay attention to politics the way they do on the East Coast. If you pay attention to politics to the point that you're aware of what's going on in the district attorney's office, my guess is you're probably also registered to vote. The people who are registered to vote are the people who are motivated to pay attention to local news and pay attention to local politics. So I don't know if I believe that one either. A lot of these numbers that were put out today seem suspect to me. All right, I think we've got him on the line now. Joining us to react to this is former Los Angeles City Councilman and part of the Recall DA GeorgeGascon.com organization, Councilman Dennis Zine. Councilman Zine, welcome.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
What's your reaction to this breaking news?
I am absolutely shocked that they came out with this decision. When we were denied the opportunity to observe any way, shape, or form, when they basically, we believe, are using the old standard when they're doing the review, and they basically shut us out and said, just let us do our job, and then we'll give you the results. Well, today the results come out, and obviously we're not going to accept it. We turned in 717,000 signatures. Many of those were validated. If not all were validated before they were turned in. We had an outside agency validate the signatures, the authenticity, and we needed 566,857, so we're way over the number, and when they can say that we are so far away from what is needed is outrageous. We raised over $6 million on this campaign to oust Gascon, and this is the result from the Register. It's absolutely outrageous. So we're going to challenge it. We've got attorneys on board, and we're going to pursue this matter, and we believe that we had the legitimate signatures that had been verified, validated, and that this is just something else that the County of Los Angeles is doing. It's interesting how they prohibited us from having any observation of the account that it was taking place. We were banned from that. Monitors were not allowed any way, shape, or form, could not view any of the counting. And they said this is not an election. They came up with some other term. But this is what we face with in Los Angeles County. So we are not going to just – it's okay. We're going to continue with the injustice that Gascon is pushing on the County of Los Angeles. And it's very disheartening, but we're not going to roll over and say it's okay.
Well, you look at some of these numbers. Mismatch signature, for example, that is a subjective call. If you're making subjective calls and you're throwing out almost 9,500 signatures because you say the signatures don't match, then having people in the room while you're making that call could impact the way you decide on whether or not a signature is going to be accepted. But doing it in the darkness where no one's there to be able to say, oh, wait a minute, you know, that looks like the signature. You know, come on, don't be stupid here.
Well, there was no question the outcry of the public support for this. I mean, it was obvious the people were upset, and the crime wave that's been taking place in this county, police officers killed, civilians killed, crime running out of control, that they needed somebody in place and just attorney's office that would do the job. I mean, he created his own dilemma. This was done by Gascon by not doing the job that he was elected to do, and the people were outraged because of the consequences of the criminal activity. And what we simply did is reach those people. They said, yeah, we want to get rid of this guy. We signed these petitions. Now, how many folks registered to vote years ago, like I voted years ago? Is my signature the same exact as it was when I first registered? Or has it changed? I mean, it's still my same name, but maybe the signature's changed a bit. So if they're using that as a criteria and nothing else, but again, this is very sad news. but I would not say it's a big surprise, knowing how the Register has orchestrated this particular situation on this count to oust the district attorney, George Gascon.
I would love to know what percentage of absentee ballots Dean Logan throws out in heavily Democratic precincts because the signatures don't match. I would guess not very many.
I would think so, but I don't have a lot of information on Dean Logan, but I understand he's had some situations in the past that may have a reflection on what we're facing right now.
Yeah, he was an elected politician up in Seattle. He was a Democrat, and he switched from being an elected politician to being the guy that ran the elections. He had scandal after scandal after scandal up there, and then he came down to Los Angeles to run the process here.
Well, there you go. Public knowledge, but people didn't know that. People did not know that. But that should not matter, because the individuals who are validating signatures are paid by the County of Los Angeles to do the job. Now, I don't know what the situation is on their employment with the County of Los Angeles, if they're hired by day or if they're county employees. I don't know how that works. But we were, again, prohibited from seeing anything. We were banned from observing any of the activities in the count. So we were on the outside, and now we get the results today, and obviously we're going to deal with this through the legal process and not just roll over and say it's okay. There's a lot of victims out there who are outraged, a lot of widows of police officers who are outraged, a lot of community people are outraged that this would happen. I mean, at least give us the opportunity to have this at the election of the recall of George Gascon. They're denying us that opportunity. And when you spend $6 million on a project and you...
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Have your heart and soul in it, and you're looking for justice, and that's what this is all about, justice. And this comes out from Dean Logan, who has a checkered past. I question that. And we'll
Here's
see what
another
goes
one.
From here. But we're not here. Yeah.
7,300 signatures were thrown out because they were canceled. When you were collecting signatures, did you ever come across anyone who signed the petition who then decided that George Gascon was a great DA and they regretted signing the petition and they wanted to take their signature back? I have not heard from one person. I talk to callers every single day. I have not heard from one person who has flipped on Gascon.
No, no. I mean, people knew exactly. All you have to say is Gascon, oh, let me sign. I went to many of the locations around the county where we were collecting signatures, and all you have to do is have that poster, that T-shirt, Gascon, and they would flock to you. They'd say, oh, we want to sign that petition. We want to sign that petition. We didn't have to go sell them the point. All you do is mention his name, and people were flocking to sell to sign the petition. It was not an easy – it was very easy. It wasn't a hard sell. His name did not ring very well with people. And when we had rallies and crime victims – they would come to the petitions and sign them without any reservation. They wouldn't question what's this about, because his name reflected what he has done. I mean, his name preceded what the petitions were all about, what this campaign to recall was all about. So his name became household, and it was like he's an evil man who needs to be ousted as a district attorney of L.A. County. I mean, that was done, and the media assisted with that. You assisted with that in your program daily. So it just... find that, and the standard they were using, under my understanding, is not what the standard is to view the signatures. They're using some old standard, not using what is the correct policy. So,
well, and the stakes were so high with this, because everyone knew, given the polling that's been produced, if this thing qualified for the ballot, he was gone. He knew that.
Right.
We knew that. The county registrar knew that. So if he was going to beat this recall attempt, he had to do it in the signature gathering phase, because there was no other option for him.
And he really didn't launch any campaign against the signature gathering campaign. He never launched anything. He was never out there campaigning not to sign. There was never a pro-Gascon group out there. It was always the get rid of Gascon, the district attorney. So he didn't launch anything. He didn't see any commercials. He didn't see anything. And of late, he's done some TV news interviews regarding some of the tragedies that have happened in L.A. County. But the fact of the matter is, he never launched any don't sign the petition, you know, I'm a good guy. He never did any of that. So this is very, very suspect of collusion somewhere. But again, we're not going to accept it. We're going to challenge, and I believe we have some very competent personnel that can make this happen and bring this around to the honesty and the truth. And if they have to do a recount, well, so be it. But it was interesting what they said. You could not have any observation of when we were doing the count. You couldn't be around. You couldn't be in that area. And I don't know who the people are who were involved in the count. I don't know the process. I've never seen the process. Do they use computers? Do they do it by hand? Do they go one by one? I don't know. But the fact of the matter is we were totally banned from doing any of the activities in the count. And this is the result today.
He also claimed that a number of people who signed it were not registered to vote, 88,000 people. I find that very hard to believe, given the fact that they try to register you to vote every time you do something with the DMV. Really, any time you go into any government office, there are forms there to register to vote. You can do it online. I find it very difficult to swallow that people who pay attention to local news and local politics and what's going on in that office are the people who are not registered to vote.
Yeah, it really boggles the mind that it can be so blatant. But I would not be surprised of the tricks that they like to pull. I mean, when they first said you can't observe any of the activities, you can't have observers at all, it's prohibited. And then when we did some more research, we found out that the rules they're following are outdated rules. But Mr. Logan, with his past experience, I don't find that a big surprise, because obviously he's done some things in the past that weren't really, as we say, by the book. So it's breaking news in Los Angeles, and a lot of people unhappy, a lot of victims unhappy, a lot of police officers unhappy, but it's not over. We're not going to just roll over and say, well, this is okay. We trust the county of Los Angeles and Dean Logan to come up with the truth on this. So more to be heard.
Well, here's what I also don't understand. Leaving him around is not good for them. All he generates is negative attention. He generates a spike in crime. He generates an outraged public. He generates international attention. The guy is a buffoon every time he goes on TV. And that's the last thing that the rest of them want to deal with. It's like the fake doctor over at the county. Why the Board of Supervisors leaves her in her position is beyond my ability to comprehend. Because now Sheila Kuehl's getting beat up, and Hilda Solis is getting beat up all over the internet, all over the airwaves, because they're standing by her. Who needs that headache? Well, George Gascon does the same thing to all of the electeds in Los Angeles who endorsed him and got behind him. It's going to be nothing but a never-ending headache for all of them.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And we got election coming up in November. We'll see how that goes. And a lot of controversy about some of those folks running for city council in the city of Los Angeles. So there's a lot to be said.
What do you make of that? Gil Cedillo, who is really part of the machine here in Los Angeles, the Democratic political machine, was in Sacramento for many years before going to the city council, lost his reelection to an abolish the police candidate.
Well, it's interesting that that candidate is now the new council member who will take office, ousted. And I know Gil Cedillo. I know him from the time he was a state representative. And he was, I would say he was a moderate. He wasn't wacko one way or the other. He was a moderate. And I thought he did a good job in the council. And he got defeated in the primary. And there's a few more that I know in the city council who did not come out ahead in the primary. And if the AOC mentality takes over the city council, as we saw what happened to Washington, D.C. with AOC and her team, Los Angeles is going to be in for a big surprise, a huge surprise. I don't think it's going to be a pleasant surprise. But, you know, you got the squad in D.C. What are you going to have in Los Angeles? I mean, the man running for city attorney, some of those council members, you know, it's not to – some of them just want to abolish the police. And then someone's making a threat, well, we're not going to pay the police. We're just, you know, not giving them their money. I mean, you can have chaos in this city overnight. And we've had a couple riots in my lifetime here. This could turn into a lot of chaotic situation. So we'll see how that goes. But yet we got the election in November to see how it happens. But I was surprised to see Cedillo taken out in the primary, and he was. And a couple of those other who are up for reelection, who were good council members who did what I believe needed to be done, and they were right down the center. They weren't radical on one side or another. They're facing the general election, and they're behind. So there's a lot at stake, and I don't believe a lot of people realize how significant it is. You're talking about the quality of life, the taxation, the public safety, everything in the city of Los Angeles. And you know about the city resolution where they want to have the hotels call in at 2 o'clock every afternoon and give those rooms away to the homeless. That's another situation that's going to take the whole hotel industry upside down. So there's a lot of wacko ideas out there, and this may just be the beginning of the landslide with the Gaston failing of the recall, failed to get the signatures when we turned in over 717,000, and they say every kind of excuse. And you could not monitor anything. That's what I found very suspicious. You could not monitor any of their activities. You were banned from monitoring. It was all done in secret. To the filers of the petition and to the public in general or to the media, no one could observe what they were doing.
I would also like to know what list they were using to compare the signatures to, because LA is a very transient county, especially with the pandemic. People move from one place to another because they wanted more space or they wanted to get away from the spike in crime or the spike in homelessness, whatever the case may be. If they used an old list and they compared new addresses and new signatures to an old list, well, of course you're going to throw a bunch of them out. You don't have up-to-date information.
Yep, yep. Well, we know that the student population at Unified has dropped tremendously. You know, a lot of people have left, and then people have come in. And you know, when we were collecting those signatures, and I was out there collecting along with everyone else, you know, we were, are you registered to vote? L.A. County? You a L.A. County resident? Yes? Okay. We'd like to get your signature. Well, thank you very much. Oh, Gaston. Oh, sure. I'll sign that petition to get rid of him. I mean, it was like I said, it was an easy sell. It wasn't difficult trying to convince people. So it is what it is at this time, but it's not over. And our attorneys will be swinging the action and doing what legally we need to do. If they have to do another count, so be it. They've got the petitions. And how did they do it? Where did they get the people from? Did they get county employees? Did they get day laborers? Who did they get to the county to validate? We don't even know who that. We don't even know who they got. So I'm sure it took a long time. There's a lot of signatures that they had to review. And I don't know if they do it on a machine. I don't do it by hand. I have no idea. But again, we were banned from seeing anything. So we will figure it out with the legal counsel and take it from there. But again, to the public, we're not going to give up and not let Gascon. We're not going to let him continue his reign of terror on the people of Los Angeles County.
All right. L.A. City Councilman Dennis Zine, thanks so much for stopping by on this very busy Monday.
Thank you, John.
Something's rotten in the state of Denmark, because the L.A. County Registrar Recorder, Dean Logan, says the effort to recall George Gascon did not provide enough valid signatures to get this on the ballot. And as I look through these numbers, and Randy has gone through the different categories that Dean Logan broke down in his press release, as I go through it myself, there's a lot here that doesn't make any sense. First of all, very few people in California pay attention to local politics. You look at the circulation of the LA Times today compared to where it was 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, it's a fraction of itself. It's a shell of itself. The people who pay attention to local politics are the people who vote. Why would you pay attention to this stuff? And why would you follow the ins and the outs of an office like the district attorney's office unless you were a registered voter? The people who don't pay attention to all of that are the people who don't vote. They're living in their own world, doing their own thing. So I don't believe that. Secondly, one of the things that happened in the pandemic is that you saw a shuffling of the deck. People who lived in downtown LA because they thought it was cool to be around Staples Center and LA Live suddenly decided, uh-oh, the pandemic produced a lot of crime and a lot of homeless. Maybe I'll be better off in Glendora. Maybe I'll be better off in Claremont. Maybe I should move to the Valley to get away from all of that. We saw population patterns changing. So if you were to take an old registration and find someone registered in, say, downtown LA or Venice, but they moved to Tarzana or Claremont, and they used an old list, and you provided your new address because that's where you moved to and you changed all your documents to, then they would throw that one out. And if you don't have someone in there verifying and watching the process take place, then you get absolutely rolled.
And that was 32,000 of those signatures.
That's right. And then the other thing that makes no sense to me is all the signatures that were thrown out because the signatures don't match the one on file. That's something they simply don't do in regular elections. They essentially compare it to suppressing the vote or disenfranchising people because the signatures don't match. I would love to see the number of ballots they throw out, absentee ballots, because the signatures don't match.
Well, it's interesting you say that. In 2020, they changed the standards and...
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Because of all-mail voting, which is what we do here in California now, they have to have two people say that the signature was bad before they can throw it out. So it has to go through two different people. And I believe in the 2020 election, according to the registrar, we had like 98% valid signatures.
So there you go. So almost all of them are valid when it's an absentee ballot. But when it's a George Gascon recall, let's throw out a ton of them. All right, joining us to react to all of this breaking news is the very fair-minded civil rights defense attorney who you can listen to each weekday right here on AM 790 KABC at 5 in the afternoon, Mr. Leo Terrell. Leo 2.0, welcome.
Hey, John, how you doing? I've been listening to you and Randy, and I'm not surprised about the outcome. I'm not surprised. I think you might recall Karen Bass made a prediction about a month ago that she would question the certification, whether or not they have enough signatures to qualify. And what you and Randy just described, it's all subjective. The political system now, John, is corrupt. You're right. Mail-in ballots, 98%. Now you have, what, about 140,000 ballots thrown out. It's subjective. And they're playing the time clock, too, because they needed to certify this for the November ballot. Even if there's a challenge to this, it's going to be tied up in the court. I mean, this is just outrageous. And, John, this Gascon situation, this was a national issue, man. This was on Fox. This was big. I mean, how many murders, how many police officers killed, gang violence, smash and grab were nationalized. I mean, they protected George Gascon. I don't believe this registrar. I don't believe the result. And for people who question the integrity of the election, this is a perfect example of outright corruption.
We have a clip of Karen Bass that you just referenced. Let's go ahead and hear it.
Will it even qualify? We don't know if that is even going to be the case. And I will tell you that it is doubtful, from what I've talked to people, it is doubtful that the recall will qualify.
What did she know?
Yeah, Leo, this sounds like home cooking to me.
Yeah, I mean, come on, John. How in the world, and Randy, how in the world did she know that? I mean, that was knowledge. That wasn't an opinion. I remember that clip. And I remember talking about that. That woman had inside information, in my opinion. And I'm telling you right now, as far as the mayor's race, it's hers. Because the city of L.A., the core of the county, city, is so socialist. But I'm telling you, John, our election integrity, local, state, national, has been compromised with these mail-in ballots. And for all these ballots to be thrown out, I'm disappointed in a way with the recall committee, because I about 3-4 months ago, I had them on the show, and my listeners went after them. I said, come on now. You didn't have enough polling booth or sign-up booth. And I think they didn't handle this effectively. But I do give them credit for exceeding the number, and I do believe honestly in my heart that the election system in this country has been compromised.
You know, one of the things that happens with one-party rule is that your team gets to call all the shots and make up all the rules as you go along. And we now live in a county where there's zero transparency. They went through all of these signatures in the cloak of darkness. They did not allow any observers in there. They didn't want anyone like Leo Terrell watching them over their shoulder, making sure that they did this the right way, the lawful way. They kicked everyone out of the room, and they did it themselves, and they just told us to trust them. Just like the LA County Department of Public Health has shut off their social media accounts so that no one can comment on them, because they don't want people sharing information with one another. They only want you to know what they want you to know. And that's dangerous, because what happens is people don't trust the institutions that run the county that they live in. And when people don't trust those institutions, that leads to bad, bad things.
I concur with everything you just said, John. And this is where one party rule, and you know, you just mentioned that the county register didn't let any outside observers, and they feel comfortable in making such a policy, and no one's challenging them. And then you got the fake doctor, which you and Randy called out correctly. And basically, the only reason why she got neutered a couple of weeks ago was because of tremendous pressure on this station and some of her own colleagues basically committing, initiating a mutiny against her. So it's only when they fight among themselves, which is rare, do we get some type of justice. But this one-party system, the thing that scratched my head is I listen to your show every day. I listen to Bongino. There's a lot of people complaining. But, John, how can this one-party rule stay in power? It amazes me. And like I said again, it's getting worse in L.A. County. L.A. City is a socialist city with the city council and with the new mayor, who I believe is going to be bad, hands down now. It's crazy. There's no explanation for it other than the fact that people are not paying attention or people are in a bubble.
Do you think, and let's just explore this possibility here for a second, that you and I are the ones in the bubble and the people of LA County are happy with the performance of George Gascon? They're happy with the state of public safety. They think that everything is running like a Swiss clock in Los Angeles County.
That's a very good question. You know what? That's an excellent question. I can't, you know, usually I'm rapid fire with an answer. Man, I'm thinking about that. Maybe we're in the bubble. Maybe we're the outsiders. Because apparently, I mean, they're still getting good numbers. I mean, even though they control the system. I can't even answer that, John. That's an excellent question. I don't know. Maybe we are in the bubble. I don't know. In this particular state, I can't answer it. But it's shocking. It's shocking because I've seen things that have happened in this city every day, robberies, police officers are open targets. These things are historic that people didn't allow or accept or wouldn't even imagine. Police chiefs are telling people don't wear jewelry outside. This is crazy. However, call of your question, maybe we're in the bubble. Maybe people like it. I don't know, John Phillips.
Leo, you travel all around the country. You talk to people about politics. You talk to people about the law. You do it on Fox. You travel back and forth to New York to do some of those programs on set. You talk to a lot of people who live in states other than California. Maybe you've experienced the same thing. When I used to travel, people used to always ask me about California. They were always jealous. Do you ever see any movie stars? What's the Hollywood sign like? You ever get to go to Venice Beach? How about the Golden Gate Bridge? All of those questions, like they're, you know, Lucille Ball wanting to come to Hollywood to see, you know, John Wayne or Bill Holden. Now when I travel around the world and people find out I'm from California, they look at me like I'm on drugs. Why do you live there? How can you stand it? Is it really as bad as it is on TV? Do you get the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing. It goes back to that bubble question. This was easy. People have asked me, when are you moving? Why do you remain in Los Angeles, in California? And it's the constant number one question. And I'll tell you right now, I said it in the last 12 months. I said, let's give California a chance. More than any particular time in my life, John Phillips, I see myself leaving. Because I'm asked that question, why are you staying there? Isn't it dangerous? Are you comfortable? Are you happy? I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I'm not happy the moment I walk out my door every morning to walk.
because I know my head has to be on a swivel. And reading these stories about police officers being attacked, murdered, these smashing grabs, I mean, I've never seen this before. I've never seen police officers and police department give warnings not to wear certain clothing. And you got to have your head on a swivel when you're driving, making sure someone doesn't follow you home. This is crazy, historic, and for me, maybe we're in that bubble, John, unacceptable. It's not the quality of life that I'm looking forward to.
All right, Leo, I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about this later on this evening at 5.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Randy. Keep listening.
All right. You're the best, Leo. Thanks so much. Best legal analysis you'll get anywhere. Leo Terrell, everyone.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.